All righty, Chris Lees is staring down the barrel of 100 winners for the fifth consecutive season, and he's got four running around at Newcastle this morning. We appreciate his time. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Kevin.
Okay, you've got four runners engaged there today for us at Newcastle, and race two, you've got two of them here, Moonlight Waltz and Remodify. What can you tell our punters about these two?
Well, the race has come up pretty light, so I thought Moonlight Waltz's first up run satisfactory at Skane. She's on the inside, which is the worst part of the track, but it's probably she's probably found a winnable race. And the other filly, Remodify, she's been around the money without being able to get a win in the around the country circuit. But I put her in here purely because, we've, as I said, it's come up a pretty light race, and I think they'll both get their chance there.
All right, so I can tell you Gary Harley's tipped you four. Is that a good or a bad thing?
Sorry?
Gary Harley's tip Moonlight Waltz, is that a good or a bad thing for your chances?
Harley's a very good judge, so it's a good thing.
Oh, nicely said. All righty, $1.85 Moonlight Waltz, and Remodify is currently at $4.80. Moving on to race three, this one at 10 to 2. You've got Ballerina engaged for Brenton Abdullah, who's got a good book of rides. Tell us about Ballerina.
Yeah, nice run first up against Skane. She got back from a wide gate and worked home quite well. She'll be suited a little bit easier draw. She should be able to take up a more forward position, and looks a suitable race for her. She's a genuine each-way chance, but probably looking for a mile in time, but it's just probably a nice enough race for her.
All righty. And Ballerina's currently at $5.50 there with the tab fixed. And your other runner today is engaged Wang Wah. Intriguing runner here. This one comes up in race five.
Yeah, she was a bit plain last preparation, so we give her a freshen up. And she was just out of form and showing enough at home, but wasn't bringing it to the races. Got to take her a little bit on trust. I probably want to see her before I could tip her, but an apprentice race, so you could get a bit of tempo. So we'll ride her a little conservative early and see how she hits the line on the big. Should be suited on the big track, ridden that way.
All righty, and just looking at the market there for Wang Wah, we've got her at currently $10, so some good each-way value there. Just before I let you go, Chris, I know you've got a handful of runners tomorrow, but at you've got one on Saturday in Sydney, one in Brisbane as well, right? Tell us about your two running this weekend.
Yeah, Twist Ops will run in Sydney. She's had a little gap between runs. Nice trial last week. Provided she runs well, she'll go to Scone after that. But she's always capable, a real honest little filly. And Guard of Honour will go to Queensland, and he'll run in the Mick Dippman plate. He's drawn a bit awkward at Durban on Saturday, but he's got a bit of quality and he'd be well suited in that grade.
Okay. Before I let you go, Chris, how long have you been training for now?
Since 2003.
All righty. 2003 compared to 2017, just can you sum up for us how it's changed in terms of, I'm looking at your website now, and just the detail that's involved in being a trainer with everything that's involved in with your yearling sales and your social media, and just how has it changed for you from when you first got your license, 14 years ago to now? It must be like a different world, is it?
Yeah, I suppose so in some ways. Yeah, I think your service to owners has increased from everyone's point of view, and owners want more and you've got to give them more. So it's everything's increasing and the workload's increasing, but I've got really good people around me. So from that point of view, yeah, I'm very fortunate.
And do you have people dealing particularly with social media and that side of your business?
Yeah, we do. So, it's a full-on business training course these days when you've got big numbers. So, yeah, I'm very fortunate. I've got really good people around me.
You must. Do you ever turn off? I mean, when you go home of an afternoon or an evening, are you ever able to switch off? And what do you do to switch off?
My wife says I don't, but you try to at some stage. I try and watch a bit of footy and spend time with got kids playing football as well. So you try and switch off in some ways, but I think in the modern day, you're always thinking about where your horses are running next, or they're running every day anyway. So
yeah. There's
not much time to switch off really, but I enjoy it, so you wouldn't do it otherwise.
Now that's true. That's the thing. If you weren't enjoying it, why would you be doing it, right?
That's right.
All right. Good luck with those runners today and towards the weekend. Chris, thanks for taking time to speak to us this morning.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Chris Lees, there he is, looking at some runners today at Newcastle and also what's ahead for him this weekend.